With GPB Savannah News, I'm Emily Jones. Savannah State University's Chief of Police, James Barnwell, remains on paid leave following allegations of sexual misconduct and harassment. GPB's Emily Curitan spoke to an attorney in Savannah who claims multiple incidents took place over the last 2 years.
Abda Quillian says she filed complaints on behalf of two women currently serving as campus police officers. One was addressed to the University System of Georgia's Board of Regents, and another went to the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, a federal agency that enforces laws against workplace discrimination.
Both of these complaints contain allegations that are very serious. They are of an improper sexual nature and sexual harassment.
The EEOC says possible charges are strictly confidential until they're investigated. Savannah State spokesperson says the university has no comment on the ongoing personnel matter. The university named Barnwell Director of Public Safety and Campus Security 2 years ago. For GPB News, I'm Emily Curitan in Atlanta.
Savannah City officials have approved new rules for construction in two neighborhoods. The Savannah Morning News reports the changes are aimed at allowing more public input and at saving historic structures. The Metropolitan Planning Commission has amended the review process for the Mid-City District to make it the same as the Victorian District. New construction between Montgomery and Price Streets from Anderson Lane to Victory will now have to go before the Planning Commission. Officials say that will allow for public notice and public hearings. And in Ardsley Park and Chatham Crescent, the City Council has created a new historic review process. The MPC will have to determine whether a structure is historic and therefore protected before it can be demolished. Interstate fishing managers are considering changing the fishing rules for a popular flounder species. The National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration says managers are seeking public comments about possible changes to the summer flounder fishery. The proposal would revise commercial and recreational quotas for the fish. Georgia currently limits anglers to 15 flounder catches per day. Fishermen caught a little less than 7.8 million pounds of summer flounder in 2016, the lowest total since 1972. For GPB Savannah, I'm Emily Jones.